Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Vacations can be huge budget busters if you're not properly prepared. Let's figure out how to plan and prepare with Danny Kofke in today's episode. Welcome to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, where we all do better with money by talking about it. Let's get talking. In today's episode, we're joined by Danny Kofke, a financial educator and expert who's been a teacher really all of his life. So he's excited to teach us today about how we can plan for our vacations to avoid blowing our entire budget. It's a great conversation. Let's explore why we overspend on vacations, how we can get away without busting our entire budget. We're going to talk about things like sinking funds, splitting up your cost. There's a lot of great insights in today's episode. Danny's going to share some great tips on how you can feel liberated by your budget rather than feeling restricted by it. There's some great insights in today's episode. Learn from Danny's journey, where he shares a little bit about how he grew up frugal, money clicked for him, how him and his wife talk about money and their engagement. There's some great insight as to how Danny grew up with his money that's going to help you not only with your vacations, but beyond that, with your entire wallet. The money talking points for today's episode are: how can I avoid overspending on vacation? Second, is budgeting restrictive or liberating? And third, how can planning play a role in your life beyond just money? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to today's interview on Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm joined today by Danny Kofke, and we're talking about affording vacations without blowing your entire budget and how you can afford to spend a little bit. Danny, would you go ahead and introduce yourself for everyone?
Sure. Yes. So I'm a former school teacher. So vacation for big. We had a lot of time off in the summer, but now I work for Mentoro Financial Educators. So we're a financial wellness company. One of the things we do work on is help people have savings set aside for something like going on vacation. So it doesn't follow you home in the form of credit card debt, right, that you're paying on at Christmas time for your July summer vacation. So excited to join you today and hopefully give some tips so your listeners can avoid that debt and have a vacation that that they really, truly enjoy.
Awesome. And yeah, that's often the thing you hear, that people are putting Christmas on credit cards and paying for it in the summer. But if you're putting your summer on credit cards, you're paying for it during Christmas. And then it's just this everlasting cycle that's no good for anyone. So awesome. Yep. Let's go ahead and just jump right into some questions about vacations. Why do people tend to overspend? What are your thoughts on overspending on vacations?
Well, first off, when you get into that mode of vacation, it's very tempting to overspend, right? We're kind of usually away from home, that we kind of throw caution to the wind. We're not thinking about really 100% what we are doing. And we know when we're on vacation, I mean, there's plenty of things to do, whether it's a $5 snow cone or at Disney World, the $20 mouse ears, whatever it may be. So it just becomes very easy to spend that money because we get caught up in the moment. And then secondly, a lot of times we overspend is because we don't plan ahead. Just like with most areas of personal finance, we should have a budget set aside of, okay, this is how much we can spend on vacation. We don't just get to, you know, vacation time and be like, all right, whatever, we're just going to spend whatever and then worry about it when we get home. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. And then that's when they carry home that credit card debt with them that they're paying, you know, by next year's vacation, they're still paying on last year's vacation because of that.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Like you said, I'm thinking about it right now of like previous vacations I've been on, and it's so easy to say, oh, well, we're here, the money's fine, like we're doing good back home, and then suddenly you've spent $400, $500, $600 or more over what you thought. And you're like, how did that even happen?
So yeah. And we're easy at convincing ourselves that, you know, we work so hard, I deserve, fill in the blank, I'm on vacation, I'm going to treat myself. And then it just, we get behind. And I agree. I think a lot of us, we do work really hard, and I'm okay. We should reward ourselves, but we have to do it responsibly so that we don't fall behind in our financial plan when we carry that debt home with us.
Yeah. And better yet, don't pay for your vacation on debt. Like, figure out your money and then set it aside and keep it the money you actually have.
Yeah.
So how do people, you mentioned planning, how do people even plan to go on a vacation without spending all of their money? Is there, like, that sounds boring. It sounds like too much work. I just want to go have fun. How do you actually plan?
Right. Well, I guess it may be a little boring, right? But you know, boring usually wins the race. The thing is, it's kind of like with other things, and I kind of refer to them as known upcoming non-monthly expenses. So things that aren't necessarily a monthly expense, but you know, at some point in the year, they will be expense. Another thing is like auto insurance premiums or life insurance premiums, things like that. We know they're upcoming, but they're usually not a monthly bill. So what we do with summer vacation is you plan ahead, and let's, you know, I'll just make it, as a former elementary school teacher, I like to keep the math easy. So let's just say by this time next year, so next February, you want to go on vacation and you want to spend $1,200. So keep it easy. Well, that's 12 months away. So do $1,200 divided by 12, $100 a month. So every single month as part of your budget, set aside $100. You do that for 1 year. When next February comes around, you're going to have $1,200 in cash to spend on your vacation. Then you know, hey, I won't go over. And then secondly, and this, for me, it holds true. I've gone on vacation before where it has followed me home in the form of credit card debt. And I've gone on vacation before where it's paid for in advance. And I'm going to tell you, the ones that are paid for in advance are much more enjoyable to me because I can spend that money guilt-free. I know I've already saved up for it. It's already earmarked towards the vacation. So I don't have any guilt feelings of like, oh, I shouldn't be spending this because I got this bill, you know, I'm going to have to face when I come home. No, it's already taken care of. So that is one way. It's just like I said, with most areas of our budget, we just have to plan ahead and then kind of save up for it, have an earmark of, okay, this is how much we think we're going to spend, and then set aside that amount every single month. So you can have that. And a lot of people, here's another one right now, a lot of people are getting tax refunds back, and you can't spell the word refund without fun, right? So use part of it as fun for that summer vacation or that winter vacation, whatever it may be. So maybe take, if you do get a refund, take part of that and set it aside right now.
Yeah, that refund's a great way to, if you have something you want to do, go ahead and just set it aside for it. And I know you'll always hear, there's always like the finance crazies that are like, you shouldn't be getting a refund. That's an interest-free loan to the government.
But
at the same time, like that's some real money for people. Like that's a real chance to do some fun stuff.
It is. And you're correct. People are probably right because you're letting the government borrow your money at no interest. I get it. But for a lot of people, it is part of their forced savings plan since they're not doing a good job of saving. So if you are one that does get a return, use it to your advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just let it sit there. And if you have debt to pay off, throw it towards that.
Right.
What you're describing is a term my wife and I like to call sinking funds. I think that's what the Dave Ramsey crowd calls it. You can call it buckets, whatever. You want to call it. And you mentioned it helps in other areas, like you said, premiums, insurance premiums. Do you think just that same mentality of dividing your goal by the amount of months you have is a good thing to practice across the board?
Absolutely. It's worked for me. That's something that I do. And now my oldest is in college. So we kind of have a college fund set aside. So every month I put money into that to help pay for it. So just any of those things that maybe aren't a monthly thing. Holiday spending, you know, Christmas comes every December 25th, no matter what calendar you look at, yet many people don't prepare for that. They go into debt to pay for the holidays. So anything that is one of those things that just, it can tend to creep up on us because we don't make it part of our budget, part of our plan. So just analyze it. I would tell anyone, just sit down and take a look at your spending and then look at those things that maybe don't come out every month. Maybe it is 6 months, maybe 12 months, whatever it may be, but then make them a monthly expense, and that way you're not busting your budget and going into debt.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of that monthly credit card payment in the form of like a monthly savings payment to yourself, and it makes it a whole lot easier.
Right. Yes.
You mentioned that this fund or the savings you're spreading out over many months for vacation allows you to spend guilt-free. When people think of budgeting and like what you described, they think of it as super restrictive or kind of hard and difficult, but you mentioned it makes it so you can spend guilt-free. How is that possible for people to spend freely?
Yeah, a lot of people look at the budget as the B word, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they think it is. But for me, it's very similar to a diet, where a lot of people think a diet restricts you. But really, if you utilize a diet the correct way, it actually frees you up. There are some diets that you can have a free eat day, eat whatever you want, and not feel guilty about it because you're on track the rest of the week. And that's kind of the way I look at a budget, and then Toro, that's the way we view it, is that, look, you have to have some money set aside because you hit on it earlier. If you go into debt, I mean, credit card debt interest, it can be from 18 to 24%. So like you are going to be paying someone that in a, you know, in addition to what you mm-hmm. already owe them. So a budget, yes, it may feel at first that it is restrictive because you don't get to spend money however you see fit. But in the long term, it actually saves money. And then when you look at things that you are spending money on, many of us have these subscriptions. We have no idea between Audible and Hulu and Pandora Premium, all these different things. And a lot of us don't use all those subscriptions. So if you're careful with your budget, you analyze it, you can take those things out that really don't mean that much to you, that don't bring you much joy. And instead of wasting money on that, you can spend it on something that's more enjoyable, like maybe a vacation that you get to have fun, if you cut back on some of those things that you're spending money on that you don't realize. And I think that's the problem with a lot of people, is they just don't realize where their money is going. And that, to me, I know the budget, it can have a negative connotation. So maybe use the word spending plan, whatever it is that makes mm-hmm. you feel better. But most of us, we don't have an indefinite amount of money coming in. So we have to know exactly where our money is being spent. And that way we can utilize every single dollar and make sure it's being spent the way that we want it to be.
Yeah, I like that. What you just said right there at the end, spend it the way you want it to be spent, not the way that the marketing on commercials wants you to spend it.
Right.
All of the monthly subscriptions, they're gonna go for every last dollar you have. So if you're not in control, it's going to run away from you.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I used to be a kindergarten teacher, and I attribute money a lot like a five-year-old. You know, you imagine if I walked in my classroom, 24 five-year-olds, and I did not give them any direction, within 5 minutes, my class would be destroyed. Money dollar bills tend to act a lot like that. If we don't tell our money how to behave, it tends to act like a five-year-old and does whatever it wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like your credit card grew legs and went to the store. So
that's it.
You got to have some control on it.
That's it.
Yeah. How do people, we've talked a little bit about the importance of figuring out your money ahead of time before you go on vacation, but how do people actually think about their trips affordably? So maybe you get out there and you're like, wow, I didn't realize this would be so expensive. How do you kind of pre-plan for the trip sure. itself?
Well, I mean, there you go. You have to do the research. And that's the problem, where you have to look at where you're going. First off, when you know your budget, okay, so we go back to that. We set up, this is how much I have to spend on vacation. Then that makes it easier. Then when you look at places like, okay, if I have, say, $2,000 saved, but this place that I want to go to is going to cost me $5,000. Well, guess what? We're not going to go there. I'm sorry. That's what mm-hmm. retirement's for, right? We can have, you know, our dream list down the road. We don't have to do it all today. So I think it comes back to that plan and have that in place to know, okay, can I truly afford this? And then once you do narrow it down to an area where you want to go, that's when you can do some research. How much does, you know, the average meal cost? Research some of the restaurants, the lodging, whatever it may be. That way you have an idea. I mean, right now, you know, we used to need travel agents to do that. Now you can be your own travel agent. There's so many different websites and research that you can do on your own. You just have to take the time to do so.
Yeah, and it's as simple as just create a note on your phone. I'm sure every phone out there has some sort of basic notes app. As you're going through pages, share the link back to that app and just keep track of it. And it's going to be way easier for you when you get there, because you're like, oh, I already looked into this. Let's figure out which option is affordable for us. And it doesn't have to be all at once. Like you said, you were 12 months ahead on your hypothetical vacation. If you start mm-hmm. 12 months ahead on planning for other things, you're going to find so many different blogs, videos, tutorials about going places. People love to write that sort of stuff. So
sure.
it's out there. You just got to find it.
In planning, you may find, okay, going this time of year is less expensive than going at this time of year. So mm-hmm. then you have some flexibility as well. Then maybe you can even save more money by going on during a certain month at least.
Yeah, maybe you're really willing to take the heat. So you're going to like the desert during summer because there's no one there. But
right.
that, you might be crazy, but
sure.
that's a way to save money.
Absolutely.
So we're talking a lot about planning here, and how does planning and getting ahead of your finances as well, both generally and with vacations, help contribute to saving money? Like, let's just maybe wrap up a good conversation about planning. How does it help you save money?
Well, planning is the key to anything, to especially when it comes to saving money. And the beauty of, and we'll kind of go back to the B word, the budget, when you do it in advance, so you make a plan, then you have flexibility. So when I do my monthly budget, and we recommend here at Mentoro, you plan it the month before. So like right now, I'm planning March's budget. And that way there is flexibility. So I can see, hey, if the numbers don't work, guess what? I can make the adjustments now. Let's just say we're devoting $500 next month for entertainment. Well, you know what? If we're $300 short, we can cut that back to $200 a month, and then we're going to make our budget meet, you know, or what we have coming in. So planning is the key because it gives us time to make those adjustments. If you wait until the day of to do it, well, then you really don't have the time on your side to make any adjustments. So planning is key in most areas of life, but then we just see the direction that we're going. And a motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar, said, if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it every time. And that shows true when we're doing our plan. So we have to have that goal in mind, but if we have the time to plan for it and to prepare for it, then a lot of times it can become successful instead of, you know, in this case with money, just yet another year that we have a bunch of credit card debt because we didn't make the proper plans.
Yeah, planning and getting ahead of it. I like that. I think those terms heard in like sales and marketing and like metrics and stuff, but like lead versus lag measures. If you're only looking at your spending after the fact, you're looking at what's lagging and what's falling out because of it. But if you're getting ahead of it with your monthly budget, you're in front of it and you're leading the charge towards like spending. Like you said, it's way easier to say, oh, we need to cut back on these subscriptions this month because we're going to be traveling, so we don't need them. So there's a couple extra like 20-50 bucks for you to spend.
Correct.
Because you can cancel it for 1 month. So
that's only
possible if you're looking ahead of time.
Right. And it doesn't sound like much, but if you found $20 laying on the ground, if you walked outside, wouldn't you be happy? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. It's like you're finding $20. So yes, but planning ahead is the key to that. So you can see exactly, okay, this is how we're spending our money and what can we eliminate to make it go further.
Fantastic. That was awesome. That was great. I like that. Planning ahead gives you flexibility. That's a great thing for anyone to take away, is that flexibility.
Sure. Well, and you think about, though, a lot of times for us, we usually pay ourselves last. So when we get our paycheck, it goes towards everyone else. It goes to rent, mortgage, credit. So we're paying other people first before we pay ourselves. And that's the problem, because we're not planning ahead. And then we end up running out of money by the time we pay everyone else. And we have nothing to set aside for vacations, for emergency fund, for retirement, whatever it may be. But here again, when you plan ahead, create that budget, then you're giving yourself, you're allowing yourself that you're going to be able to have money to do what you want to do with and not dictated by what others want.
Awesome. Fantastic. I love that conversation about vacations and everything right there. I want to talk a little bit about you and your finances and how you teach people and how you learn about money. How do you like to educate people about money? What are some maybe key things you hit on or stuff you like to pay attention to?
Sure. So I mentioned I was a school teacher, and then over the course of my teaching career, my wife's a teacher as well, just kind of figured out how to do well with money. We lived on my teacher's salary, $42,000 a year, raised two kids while she stayed home for 8 years. We have no debt except our mortgage on track. So I mean, just we learned how to do well. So I wrote a couple books, but then a couple years ago, I joined Mentoro, a financial education company, because I want to show others that they can do it. And right now, we can read all the news headlines. It's doom and gloom. We know if it bleeds, it leads, right? And a lot of people fall into that and they get unsure. But, you know, for me, I just want to show, and that's, you know, the beauty here at Mentoro, is that you can do it. And the best way, I think, to educate people, and what we put a big emphasis on, is meet people where they are. So we have a whole program where, whether you're looking to get out of debt, whether you're looking to get your estate in order, whatever it may be, we can meet you where you are. Because a lot of people, you know, they have different needs, obviously. For someone just starting off, they may need to know, hey, how do I start investing in my 401k? Whereas once you have a family, you need to learn more about life insurance, because God forbid something happens. So to me, the best way is you just have to meet people where they are. So if I'm talking to a 22-year-old, they're probably not going to be that concerned right now about retirement. I mean, that's 40-some years down the road. We show them what it can do. You invest $100 a month, compound interest, and do over that. But we also have to take care of those immediate needs as well, such as building up that emergency fund or building up that vacation fund so you're not going into debt. So probably the best way, you know, what we try to do is just meet, you know, put personal back in personal finance and meet people where they are.
Yeah, I think so many times people get ahead of themselves. They see someone doing something that they're not doing, and they think they need to get right there immediately. How do you help people navigate the overwhelm that can come with finances, where they're saying, oh, all my friends are going on these nice vacations or affording all this nice stuff, but how do you get someone to realize where they are and be okay with that?
And that's where you have to take a look at your overall financial picture. You have to look at how much you have coming in. And that's the thing, what I would tell people too, you know, your friends may be posting the greatest TikTok videos and the best family vacation, but once again, it may be following them home in credit card debt, mm-hmm. and maybe paid on that vacation for 9 months. It's kind of like that Lexus commercial at Christmas where the wife comes out, she's so happy with the bow, but they don't fast forward to June when they're making $800 a month car payments on that car. Like, it looks fun. So you just have to be real. And that's, I think, you know, for a lot of people right now, social media is a difficult, it's definitely the FOMO culture where we think, okay, we're missing something, yet it's kind of like not no one, but most people don't post bad stuff on social media. It's like the Sports Center top 10. It's highlights. It's the greatest things that are happening. It's not, gosh, you know, I just had to pay off $500 of debt. No one usually talks about that. It's about the exciting stuff. So I think we just have to bring people back down and let them realize that yeah, these people may be doing all these things. And heck, some of them may make a lot more than you and can afford it. But that's where we have to once again make it personal. What's it to you? If you're, you know, in a job and you're making $50,000 a year, well, I don't care if your friend bought a $400,000 house, you probably shouldn't, because this is what the future ramifications are going to be. So once again, I mean, it's, you know, back, it was used to be keeping up with the Joneses. Now it's just, you know, the FOMO, keeping up with your friends. But we just have to do what's right for you and your family. And I think that's the most important thing. It's just, it's easy to get caught up in things, but when you kind of take a breath and you just show numbers don't lie. That's what's great about it. You just kind of put it out there and then let them, you know, empower people to make the right choice on their own.
Awesome. I like what you said about social media. Nobody's posting their electricity bill that was larger than expected and saying, what do I do?
I needed 4 new tires, right? Did you ever say, no, it's never on there. So,
It's always that their nice car got them to this nice viewpoint that was too expensive or something like that.
Yes, 100%.
Awesome. I want to maybe dive a little bit more into what you said about you and your wife learned to do well with money. How did you guys learn about money?
You know, for me, I was very blessed to have a family that, so I grew up, my brother and I grew up in a small two-bedroom, one-bathroom house until I was in seventh grade. So I would look around and I would see my mom chose to stay home with us, so didn't live off much. But I would look around at my friends and they had a lot more things than we did. But at a young age, I realized they weren't happier. So I think it just kind of resonated with me. And then when I met my wife, Tracy, we kind of, and this is big too, when we were engaged, we talked about our future. We actually talked about finances because it's so important. And then we made the decision at that point, if we could, to have her be able to stay at home. So here's where the planning starts. So we didn't have our first child until 4 years after we were married. But during that 4 years, we were planning ahead to where Tracy was going to stay home. And obviously living on a teacher salary, we couldn't have car payments. We couldn't have a lot of debt. We couldn't have a huge mortgage. So every spending, every buying decision, we kind of looked ahead to the future of, okay, what is this going to mean for us down the road? And I think that's where a lot of people, once again, they go wrong. It's a lack of planning. We get in the here and now, and we just spend money however we think fit, and we do not think about what the future is going to mean because of what we're doing right now. A lot of us just have, you know, in the here and now. I mean, you think about, not as many people do anymore, but you think if anyone that smoked a cigarette ever in their life could look 50 years ahead and see what that could do to them, whether it's a hole in their throat or that, no one would ever touch a cigarette. Right? Because you would see that. But a lot of people did because they don't look ahead. And a lot of people do the same thing when it comes to money. They don't look ahead to see, okay, these decisions are going to lead here one day. And I think that's the biggest key where we have to play it. I mean, I'm all for, I don't want to save, you know, all my money for 40 years down the road, right? We have to enjoy the here and now. But kind of going back to today's conversation of saving for vacation, that's a relatively short-term goal. So we can enjoy something in the short term, but we just have to plan for it.
Awesome. I love that. Enjoy something in the short term, but you have to plan for it. That's a great quote to leave this episode on. Danny, thanks for joining. How do people find you? Tell us a little bit more about what you do, and if they have questions, where can they reach you?
Sure. So once again, I work for a financial wellness company, Mentoro. So if you just go to mymentoro.com, you can learn all about us. We have bite-sized learning courses. We have what we call money mentors that are specialized in their area that can help you achieve your financial goals. All sorts of great wallet app. So just a slew of things. So just mymentoro.com. And then you can find more information about me there as well. And just love to help people any way that we can.
Well, this has been a very helpful and great conversation, Danny. Thank you for joining. Yeah, I appreciate your insight towards vacations and planning. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks for having me on, Skylar. This is fun.
So again, thank you so much to Danny for coming on today's episode. But how is this going to impact you? What can you take away from today's interview? I want to go over it a little bit here to really discuss some of the ways you can find impact from today's episode. The first way is really some practical budgeting techniques. Make sure you're actually budgeting for your vacation. Make sure you're planning for it. Don't just think the money's just going to show up, because it's probably not going to just show up magically. You got to prepare. One of the great ways that Danny suggested is to figure out your cost, when you want to go on vacation, and divide that up in the preceding months. That's how sinking funds work. There's many, many episodes about sinking funds that I've done in the past. I've talked about them a lot. So hopefully you know how they work. Like Danny said, you have a $1,200 vacation coming up in 12 months. That's $100 per month. So if you start planning for it a year in advance, you're going to easily have enough money, because you're going to be budgeting that each month into your sinking fund, your bucket, or whatever you want to call it, your vacation fund. And then you're going to have the money when it comes time to actually spend it. It makes it really easy to apply. So make sure you're looking ahead more than just 1 to 2 months, and it's going to be really easy to plan and save for your next vacation. Another impact that I think you can take away is challenge your view on budgeting. Do you think budgeting is super restrictive and you really don't like it? Look at it from a liberating perspective. I like to say budgeting actually gives me the freedom to spend the money how I want. Budgeting really should be seen as something that allows you to spend your money. When you're properly budgeting and your money's doing what you want to with your plan, it's very easy to spend it. It's easy to say, here's my money. Here's the money that I have for vacation. Now let's go on vacation and let's spend that money, which is super fun and super exciting when you just have a little bit of a plan in place. Like Danny mentioned, budgeting can be like diets. It can be something that helps you break free of bad habits and helps you get on that right path. So consider budgeting as something that's really good for you, and maybe shift that mindset that you have around budgeting. When you're planning, you're really putting the control back in your court and making it a whole lot easier for you to figure out what you want to do with your money. Another way you get on top of that planning is by paying yourself first. Like we've said multiple times, break down that expense that you know is coming over multiple months, and it makes it very easy to save for it. Pay yourself first, which is a great throwback to one of my recent videos about the unavoidable financial sacrifices, where I talk about taking monthly subscriptions and turning them into monthly savings. So be sure to go and check out that video, because it's a good one about unavoidable financial sacrifices. A couple other quick things that were important takeaways for me is being realistic in your vacation planning. Make sure you understand the cost as they're coming so that you're not blindsided by those costs. Also, in that same vein of understanding and being realistic, make sure you're realistic with your financial situation. Maybe you're not in a place to afford that giant vacation that you really want to take, but that's a great thing to dream towards, which dream lists can be super powerful. Is there somewhere you've always wanted to go? Write it down, remind yourself of it every now and then, and start saving towards that. Once you understand the costs and you're being realistic with where you're at, you're really going to be able to start moving in the right direction towards those goals that you really want to hit. One more thing I want to highlight that was important for me before we talk about the money talking points is that Danny and his wife started talking about money very early, and they started planning for it. I know for my wife and I, planning how we're going to handle our money is a huge reason that we're able to be successful with our finances. So make sure you're planning and talking about money with a spouse, because I can't say it enough that talking about money is so important. But let's talk about the money talking points next. The first money talking point is, how do I avoid overspending on vacation? And I think really the main thing is setting a realistic expectation of what you're going to spend. Because if you're being realistic that you're going to spend a lot of money, you're on vacation and you're going to buy nice things, things are going to be more expensive because you're a tourist. So be realistic and expect that. Don't go to Disney World with $200 and think you're going to be okay and then be upset that you overspent, because it's probably going to cost you more than that. It's probably more than that just to even get into the park. So make sure you're realistic, do some research ahead of time, because that's really going to help you avoid overspending on vacation. The second money talking point is about budgeting. Is it restrictive or liberating? I think it's liberating. I love budgeting. I love being able to say, here's the money we have, now go spend it. It's so nice when my wife and I, we have our separate funds or sinking funds, whatever you want to call it, categories within our budget, where we say, here's some money that's for Skylar, or here's some money that's for Rebecca. Now go spend it. And I'll spend that money without even talking to Rebecca sometimes. And she'll spend that money without even asking me, because that's the way it should be. It's liberating and ultimately the biggest source of freedom for us, because we talk about and plan our money so we know we're able to spend it comfortably. The third money talking point is, how can planning play a role in my life beyond just money? Well, there are several different areas that planning could help you, whether it's diet and exercise, vacation planning, maybe family planning is something you might need to consider. There's all sorts of different types of planning where if you start planning with your money, it's going to bleed over into those other areas and help you out in multiple ways. Because you're doing better with your money, then you're going to start doing better at planning other things, and it's going to just carry over. So that's why we need to be talking about money more, so we can do better with money and then begin doing better in all the other areas of our life. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Thank you so much to Danny for coming on today's episode. We've explored some great practical approaches to budgeting, planning, and achieving financial freedom. Budgets are so important, and sinking funds allow you to break down those expenses over multiple months and save for the long term. Consider sinking funds as monthly savings versus monthly payments. Are you making a monthly credit card payment, or are you making a monthly deposit or savings into your savings account towards that future expense that you really want to buy? Planning is so important for vacations and your entire life. And don't forget that budgeting can be empowering and the ultimate reason that you're allowed to spend money guilt-free because you have a good budget in place. So make sure you're budgeting, planning, and setting up some sinking funds for that future vacation that you know you want to go on. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Want to come on the podcast? Well, you can. Please reach out to me via email or on social media. However, I want to talk to more regular everyday people about how they grew up with money, how they learned about money, what they think about money. It's going to be some great, insightful conversations because money touches every area of our lives. So if we're talking about it more, we're going to learn so much about each other and how to do better with money. As always, a 5-star review would help tremendously. It helps other people find the podcast. So if you can, please go on whatever podcast player you're listening on, figure out how to rate my podcast and give it 5 stars. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.